seeking guidance and peace amid adversity. Life Lessons to Navigate Stormy Seas by Joseph Shemway. I'm his sister, Mary Halsey, reading. Adversity is a topic familiar to me and all humanity. We are constantly reminded in the scriptures of examples of adversity, such as young David of Israel, Jonathan the son of Saul, Elijah, Moses, and the Apostle Paul. All had lives filled and their character made by adversity. It is only through adversity that we can often know who we truly are and for what we stand. I have some favorite non-religious heroes who also faced significant hardship of suffering. They include Iron Will Stanley, who traveled up the Nile to find the lost explorer Livingstone; Ernest Shackleton, an Antarctic explorer who led an open boat navigation to New Zealand and follow-up rescue mission to his shipmates in Elephant Island; and the World War II prisoners who escaped from a communist prison in Siberia and marched thousands of miles by foot through the Gobi Desert and over the Himalayas to India in what is known as the Long Walk. These are amazing lives, and like these many examples, we are not unique. Like all before us, we must be tested and proven in our character. My father was a great example to me. Despite being blinded in World War II, shortly after landing on the beaches of Normandy, he went on to marry and complete his master's degree. As a young father, his wife constantly encouraged him to try, at least try. With a big dose of encouragement, faith, and grit, my father went skiing, painted the house, and lived his life fully. Despite his blindness, he had no limitations on how he lived his life. In the current era of COVID-19 and other societal changes, we may be living in special times, but our challenges are not by any means unique or unknown by previous generations. It is easy to deceive ourselves to a false reality, but our plight is the plight of all mankind. We are not the first generation to be physically distanced from our family, feel isolated by language and culture, experience uncertainty and unpredictability, experience discrimination or unacceptance by others, experience reversals of health, security, or station, be subject to violence, theft, or dishonesty, endure loss from natural disasters, illness, and other causes. Adversity is critical to our spiritual growth, just like exercise is critical to our physical health. Adversity allows for growth, strengthens our character, and sharpens our willpower. As a child, I had a poster hanging from my wall that read, "Serenity is not freedom from the storm, but peace amid the storm." As Christ slept on a humble boat in the Sea of Galilee, his disciples panicked and awoke him in fear, with fear in their voices. Christ stood and calmed the wind and the waves with a command, "Be still." We also, as his disciples, can experience Christ's hand in our lives, calming the storm and leading us to a safe shore. Mortality implies freedoms and testing of how we will use that gift of choice. Change is inevitable. Growth is optional. We can seek to harness the winds of adversity by setting ourselves to increased capacity and personal growth. We can be broken by the storm or strengthened by it. Many times we can kick against the pricks and resist learning. This damages us. If we can be meek and humble, we can see beyond the storm and capture the silver lining of opportunity. Mortality is not a journey for the faint of heart. Another cherished quote by John A. Shedd from my childhood posters is, A ship in a harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. We do not find our eternal reward by staying in port. We have to venture forth if we intend to understand who and what we are. As we outfit our ship for a potential perilous journey through stormy seas of adversity and change, what should we take with us? I have a couple of suggestions. First, let us make ourselves an ocean-going boat. We need a Spanish galleon or a Chinese junk to weather the seas. We are not expected, nor is it safe, for us to venture out in a rowboat. We also need to bring charts, scriptures, and patriarchal blessings, Proverbs, James, and the Gospels. Compass, prayer and godly counsel for guidance. Training, education and skills relevant to our needs and anticipated challenges. Lanterns, faith, hope, and charity. And provisions, reserves of food and supplies. This also includes learning to live our lives in modest ways with provident living. As we outfit our boat, we need to remember that our ship is special. Not only do we need to arrive to our destination safely, but we are commissioned to help others arrive as well. Our boat is a rescue boat. We must be the light on the hill or on the sea that the Savior described in the Sermon on the Mount. We must be willing to share our hope and joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ and welcome others on board along with us. At times, this can be risky, but if we have confidence in following the example of the Savior, it all works out. We can sail the churning seas with security. We can have confidence in God's promises to us. Although we may not control the wind, we can control our sails. By controlling our sails, we control our destination. May we choose light over darkness. Do we love the gospel enough to fight our way through adversity to Him? The way forward has been simply mapped for generations, past, present, and future. If we want Jesus to help us, we have to follow His rules. He is here to sustain and support us. He came to earth to bear our burdens and make them light. He can heal our broken hearts. There is no doubt that this journey will have times when great difficulty and trial. In our lives, however inadequate we may feel, it is the Master who surrounds us and whispers in our ear time and time again, don't quit. And if we persist, He will augment and strengthen us. As children of Israel, we have the birthright. We are God's children. Galatians 3:29 tells us, if we belong to Christ, then we are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to God's promise. Therefore, we are given God's blessing, the gift of His presence and assurance of our salvation as we follow Him and rely on His grace. He promises never to leave or forsake us. My father was not only a brave man, he was a holy man. Righteousness was his shield, and the Holy Spirit was his companion. He would often say, "We are on the winning team." With God as our captain, He will make us holy and sanctified. We also may have the Holy Spirit as our companion. Wherever we live or whatever our life situation may be, I testify that the gospel of Jesus Christ has the divine power to lift us to great heights from what appears at times to be an unbearable burden or weakness. The Lord knows our needs and our challenges. Christ said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Like Paul, we can answer, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The end. About the author, Joseph Bagley Shumway was born in 1959 as child number 7 of 8 to Smith and Sarah Shumway. In his words, quote, "I have received many earthly honors that will fade to dust. The only enduring legacy I leave behind is the love and goodness of my 7 children." Unquote. Thanks for listening.